This is the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast, your go-to place for mindset transformation, self-empowerment, and personal development. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm a mindset coach for ambitious human beings who are wildly passionate about up-leveling themselves so that they can live a limitless life with ease. I'm here to show you how to create the life of your dreams and powerfully step into your full potential, and of course, live fiercely. So let's get started. Hello, hello. Okay, I am so freaking pumped to record this podcast episode because I don't usually take notes before I do episodes, but I just brain dumped so much and I really, really, really want to get into specificity on this episode because I have a masterclass coming up the end of April, the 24th to the 26th. The link to sign up will be in the show notes, just so you know, but I really, really want to hone in on specificity because I think this is something that is underrated. I think that this is something that is actually liberating, and I also think that this is something that people are going to be able to leverage to scale their business because there has been such a shift in the industry and it is more challenging to stand out, but that just means that you get to take more responsibility for it. So what I'm going to be diving into first is I want to talk about the reality of not getting specific, and I'm going to address niche and ideal client first, and I'm going to share about my experience and the evolution that I've had over the last 5+ years because I have rode the motherfucking struggle bus. And I just really, I'm going to call myself out. I'm going to be really blunt. I'm always really blunt. But when I'm being blunt, it's because I'm talking to the past version of Kayla that needed to hear what the fuck I'm saying now in 2024. When I started my business, I was a mindset coach. I was on Instagram and I was posting inspiring quotes. I was talking about, you know, different things for shifting your mindset, how this can change your life. It was great. I loved what I was doing and I wasn't signing clients. I was a general mindset coach and I had come out of this from being a personal trainer and I started my business back in 2019. And so it went along for about 2 years like that. In 2021, I started to get into human design. So when I got into human design, I thought, oh my God, human design coaching. And it's funny because I had a surge because I started to get a little bit more specific. I wasn't just mindset coaching. I was spiritual mindset coaching with human design. And so for about a year and a half, I was sharing like human design. I was doing a lot of readings and the things I was doing, it was not scalable in my business. I was still talking to anyone. I was basically talking to anyone who wanted to embody their human design. And then in 2022, I started to lean into, okay, well, I can support entrepreneurs. Because at that point, I'd been an entrepreneur online for 3 years. And I'd been an entrepreneur at that point for, 6 years, if I consider my personal training business. So I had a lot of experience at that point. And so I remember starting to lean into that. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to help entrepreneurs embody human design in their business. Still not specific. I'm talking about how you can, you know, embody your defined centers, your undefined centers. I got into the gene keys and talked about that. And then near the end of 2022, I started to get more specific because I was like, okay, gene keys, and this is how the gene keys show up in your business, and this is how you can embody this work in your business. And then in 2023, I was starting to talk more and more about, you know, entrepreneurship, business stuff, launching kind of things with human design and gene keys. I started to get a bit more specific, but I was terrified to get specific because I didn't want to let people down. And also I just was lacking confidence. There was so much there. And so during that entire time, I have been somebody who has pumped out a motherfucking load of content. Right now we're hitting almost 400 podcast episodes on this channel. If you go back to the first couple hundred, I don't even talk about human design. I'm talking about mindset. I'm talking about life. I'm sharing about myself. And it's just inspiring content. It's not solving any problems. And that was really the thing with the first couple years in not being specific in my business is I wasn't actually solving problems for people. I was just giving them information. Here's how I see an open ajna. Here's how I see a defined heart center. This is what it means to have a 5-1 profile. This is what it means to contemplate your life's work. This is a line expression for your IQ. Like, I literally was an educational machine. And there was a lot of engagement in terms of people, you know, loving, oh my God, Kayla, love your perspective, and this is so fascinating, and save this and share that. And it wasn't getting me any traction in terms of actually working with clients and helping them long-term. People wanted just to have one-on-one 60-minute sessions so they could have me interpret their chart, and then they would fly and go and do their own thing. And so it really wasn't until I would say halfway through 2023 that I finally was like, I need to niche the fuck down. And at that point, I had 4.5 years of experience of what it means to not be specific. And I had the beliefs of, I don't want to box myself in. I don't want to let people out. If I only talk about one thing, it's going to be really boring. I had so many excuses. And one of the big things was like, there's so many different types of clients that I've worked with. So I want to address all of this. I'm sharing the credibility of me being somebody who has been non-specific and the impact of this. Because the impact of this, I wasn't helping as many people as I am now. I wasn't making as much money as I am now. And I wasn't as in love with my business as I am now. So that's what it's costing by not being specific and not being curious and open-minded. But you're listening to this right now means that you are curious and open-minded, because if you really believed in not getting specific, you wouldn't be wasting your time in this episode. So these are some of the perspectives that I have around not getting specific. Not getting specific is refusing to see people on a deeper level. And it's actually a way to control and to create space to avoid rejection and also to control how people see you. It's a form of people pleasing. So when you are in business and you're like, oh, I'm a general, blah, 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 or I do this, I work with this, and you're too high level, right? So one of the things that I talk about in specificity, if somebody's too fluffy or too high level, it's like you're up there. It's like, I change people's lives. I help people embody their human design. I help people parent their children better. I help people lose weight. These are all very high level. You think it's specific, but it's not. And you can get more specific. And that's the part where people get resistance, because, well, if I get more specific and I talk about losing weight after you've had a baby for the first time and you're in postpartum and you're dealing with postpartum depression and you're managing having a baby and your partner and working from home as an entrepreneur, that is very specific. And then what happens is, well, fuck, what if I can't deliver those results? What if I can't support them? So you want to stay general and be like, yeah, I just like help people lose weight. And then you stay there and people are like, cool, you're just another person that helps people lose weight. They don't see you as the person that has the answers that can help them really create a solid foundation as a new mom who wants to feel strong in her body and to not feel just like she's just spending herself everywhere and has nothing for herself left because she's giving it to everyone else. This is way more specific. I'm sure there's even people listening to this fucking episode with me giving that example. It's like, wow, I feel so seen right now. That's the point. When you get really specific, you're willing to more deeply connect with your ideal clients and the people that you want to work with. So for me, I've always been transparent about my entrepreneurial journey. Like, you could go and listen to all these episodes and you would pretty much know everything about my life. Like, I really just don't hide anything. I've talked about debt. I've talked about fighting with my fiance. I've talked about abusive relationship with my biological dad. I've talked about things I've worked through with my mom. Like, I've talked about the money I've made in my business. I've talked about applying for jobs. I've literally said everything. I have nothing to fucking hide. And people love that about me. I'm not even going to deny it, because it's so specific. I can say, hey, I know what it feels like to go over 3 years before you hit a five-figure month. I know what it feels like to spend $30,000 on 12 different coaching certifications because you think the reason why you're not getting clients is because you don't know enough. I can speak to these very specific things because I'm willing to see people on a deeper level and I'm willing to be vulnerable. And if people don't relate to that, they're not my people. And so I don't need to control how other people see me. And the thing is, because I'm so specific, because I can speak to, you've been doing this for years and it hasn't worked yet and you're ready to quit and you think something's wrong with you, because I can speak directly to that, when I work with these clients, I can see their self-sabotaging patterns from a fucking mile away. When people start talking about money and they start sharing about their insecurities around money or not making money in their business, and then they start to share about what's going on with their partner, I'm listening to this and I'm like, Girl, let me tell you what happened last year when I told my fiance that I had $30,000 of debt and we hadn't talked about money that in depth in the over 11 years that we'd been together. That is so specific. And because I was able to go to that level of specificity with my client, she felt supported and she actually got the solutions and the perspectives to shift her current reality. If I just came in and was like, here's some money mindset mantras and affirmations, and that'll make you feel better about money, that is not specific. It's not personal. It's not seeing that person on that level. And so being in this realm of I can do everything for everyone, or I just help these people, and you're not sinking into the humanity of it, it's a form of people pleasing. It's a form of avoiding responsibility, and it's ultimately going to harm you from standing out in your industry. There are so many people, I have friends who do human design gene keys coaching. They teach human design. They talk about the gene keys. They bring in astrology. I literally have people in my life who are my friends, who other people would see as competitors. And I'm like, we literally don't even talk about this shit in the same way because we're so specific, because we're not competing. There is no competition. So because I stay in my own fucking lane and I talk about things in the way that I want to talk about them, it allows me to stand out. And this is so important. Like, I can't even believe I'm recording this for free, because this is going to help you make money in your business and expand your reach. In the past, in the coaching industry, people walk around and they talk about, I made X amount of money this month. I made X amount of money here. My client did X amount of money. People talked a lot about money. And if you think about it, money is so fucking surface level. Because when you look at, oh, my client made X amount of money, and then you get specific, and it's like, this is how she nurtured her audience. This was the specific messaging that she did. This is what was included in her offer. This is how long she did the launch for. This is how long she's been in business. Specificity changes everything. And so now, if you think about it, people are desensitized to how much money people make because it's too fucking high level. And you start to talk about everything behind it. You start to talk about what it takes. Like, this is why you don't see me talking heavily about money. And when I do talk about money, I end up talking about the work that goes into it, because that is specific. I'm not going to come in here and say, oh, I aligned myself energetically with $10,000 and this is how I paid off 15 grand in February. Like, I paid off $15,000 of debt in February. And I did a post on this and I was like, this is what I did. I took responsibility for how I was spending money with a budget sheet, did the unsexy work, and then I went and I made more money by doing X, Y, and Z in my business. Very specific, very honest. And here's the thing. When you do that, you're being real, you're being relatable, and it builds trust. This is why I said, ironically, me telling you this for free is helping you make money, because when people trust you, they invest in you. And they will trust and trust and trust until the cows come home. And I really mean this, because here's an interesting thing. It doesn't matter what you know. If people don't trust you, they will not invest their energy and their time, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, nothing in you, because there's no trust. There's no connection, specific connection, okay? I was chatting with Guillaume, my fiance. He's a personal wealth management person who does a lot of advising and planning and so on. And before he started working with this firm that he's at now, he's had a lot of conversations with people. A lot of people have financial advisors, financial planners, and so on. And he's hearing what these financial advisors and planners are doing. And he can see, this is like such a projector thing, he can see like, okay, there's actually an opportunity to optimize that. And it's not actually what you need. But this person was so trusting with their current financial advisor and planner that they just stuck with them. And it's like, okay, trust is everything. You cannot buy trust. Buying trust is a bribe, and it's on terms, it's conditional. When you genuinely trust someone, it's unconditional, in the sense that you have, like, even if there's a conflict or something happens, you have a conversation with them, you take responsibility, you resolve the conflict. Like, this is what you do with life partners. This is what you do with close people in your life. You have a conflict, you don't just all of a sudden stop trusting them. If you have the ability to speak through it, the connection continues. And so when you're specific and you continue to create these threads that connects to your ideal clients, that connects to the work that you do, you're building something that is so fucking strong. And it's going to be so unique and it's going to help you stand out. So when people are here, like people are listening to this, I know people are going to have this limiting belief because I've had it too. Saying shit like, I help a variation of clients. I've worked with all different types of clients. Here's the irony, you're not seeing this. This is your fucking blind spot. Are you ready? Of course you do, because you're not specific, right? People allow themselves to solve problems for others because they were asked, not necessarily because they were want to. And this is another example of people pleasing, right? Like there's times in the past where I've worked with clients because I wasn't specific. I was doing work with them where I wasn't really loving it. And I was like, well, they see this in me, so I'm just going to keep doing it. And, you know, they're happy, I'm happy. But it actually wasn't the best. And here's an example. When we are being people pleasing about people seeing something in us and wanting something from us and doing it, even though that's not actually what we want to be doing, it's a disservice. So I'll tell you this example. There was several months ago, I was connected with someone who they knew I have an online business. They do marketing in their own business and they saw my website. They saw my Instagram and they were asking me about graphic design. And I said, yeah, I'm self-taught. I've been on Canva for over 5 years now. And I did every single graphic that's on Instagram, my entire website. I've done all the graphics, the emails, I do everything. And they loved it. They really did. They wanted to hire me to do graphics and design in their business. And I was like, okay, this is, by the way, this is not my niche. I don't help clients do their graphics and whatnot. Like I don't do shit for them for Canva. Like they can show me what they're doing. I'll give them feedback and tweak, but I'm not creating this for people. This could have been an opportunity where I was like, well, this person sees me for something that I can do. Sure, I'll say yes and I'll do work for them and they pay me and that's a win. But it's not specific to what it is I actually want to be doing. Like I want to be and I am helping entrepreneurs build their business from the lens of human design and gene keys. Is graphic design part of that? Yes. Am I fully involved in that? No. When you get specific, you get to hone in on what it is that you bring to the table and you actually set healthy boundaries for everyone so everybody wins. So one of the things is when we lack these boundaries, what happens? People will come into our services, they'll invest into our paid offers, and they're not going to have their needs met because there is so much left open for interpretation. It's like, oh, one-on-one coaching, I'm going to help you manifest your dream body, or I'm going to help you build your soul vision business, or I'm going to help you manifest your dream partner. Like these are very broad topics. If you were to get specific, let's say with manifesting your dream body, it's like, okay, you are a woman that is wanting to work out at home. You don't care about lifting heavy weights. You love running. Here's how we're going to manifest your dream body so that you can stop judging yourself that you have to lift heavy shit in order to get the body that you love to live in. And then you have very specific workouts and trainings and whatever it is, mindset work, meditations, embodiment practices that they're going to do. But that's way more specific than saying, I'm just going to help you live in your dream body. Right? So it's looking at that. When you are very specific, what happens is when your clients come into your program, they know exactly what they're getting. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what you're not doing. And everybody's happy. People who have been inside of paid containers in the last several years in the coaching industry and who have been left disappointed where they said, yeah, they overpromised and underdelivered. That is the biggest fucking sign of a lack of specificity. They did not specify what it is that you were doing. And you also probably didn't even know what you were looking for because how are you supposed to know what you're looking for if you've never done it? So you can have compassion for yourself as well. But the fact of the matter is, when you're clear about what you do and you have a process for what you do to take clients through, it eliminates any open interpretations. So if you don't talk about doing email marketing in your program and somebody comes in there and they assume that you're doing email marketing because you haven't said, I'm not doing email marketing, this is how I do lead gen and how I grow followings on Instagram and so on, like that level of specificity means that that person's going to come in and they're going to know, okay, I'm not going to learn email marketing, but I'm going to learn X, Y, and Z. So they don't come in there and be like, oh, I thought I was getting all these things and it was really misleading because there wasn't enough information. And the thing is, too, is that it's not about having these massive, long landing pages or these massive carousels with size 9 font talking about every little thing that you have. It's not about over-explaining. It's about picking one thing to talk about, especially when you're doing content or when you're doing a landing page, and you hone in on that and you're like, this is what's happening. And the thing is, too, is that it increases confidence because you know what you're talking about. And I know that a lot of things, here's the irony, okay? A lot of things that happen with clients that I've noticed when they come and they work with me and they're getting more specific and they have imposter syndrome. And I'm like, okay, we're going to hone the fuck in on what it is that you know, because you're not able to teach anything you don't know anyways. You need to get the fuck out of your own way thinking that you can't do this. When you start to look at what it is that you know and what it is that you teach, the brain starts thinking, well, oh my God, what if this? I don't know that. I don't know the other. And it's like, because you're still in the mindset of thinking that you have to do everything. But you don't. It's all about this balance of specificity and boundaries. So this thing is, too, is that when you get specific, it allows you to be an authority in what it is that you're doing. So there's so often, I've seen someone, or people, I should say in general, where it's like they're specific in their niche and their ideal client, and then they're like one-on-one coaching. 6 months, 12 months, 3 months, whatever. 2 calls a month, WhatsApp. Gonna help you have a stronger presence online. I'm gonna help you be better at parenting your kids, whatever it is. And what's missing from that is the structural aspect. Because when you give the reins to your clients, when they come onto a coaching call and they're like, you're both like, okay, what are we talking about today? That is a lack of specificity. In my program, Signature Program by Design, when I have calls with clients, they have to have completed the prior modules before that call, before they have access to even booking that call. They have to fill out a form to tell me what they want to talk about on that call. And that call is led by what my client needs, not what I think they need to hear. And it's what's beautiful about that is that it gives a responsibility to the client, and you're being responsible for holding the space because you both fucking know what you're talking about. It makes a massive difference, that structural aspect. And so the thing is that being specific is not just about, okay, your ideal client and your niche and your content. It's not that. It's specificity in terms of how you onboard and offboard clients, your sales process, if you do sales calls, if you do DMs, like there's structure and strategy there, and there's specificity in what you're saying and why you're saying it, what you deliver in your one-on-one programs, if you have a structure and a process for that. It's not just open-ended. If it's open-ended, then you're not taking responsibility for how you can guide someone, right? And really looking at, too, from a bigger lens, what is the specific client journey through your product suite? I used to be somebody who had a shitload of freebies, and also I still have a shitload of freebies, but now they're getting more specific. I've taken some away, and even in the self-paced offers, I used to have a shitload of those. And I was looking at this, and I thought, okay, if I'm looking at my client journey, am I just giving away education, or am I actually going to guide them like, hey, you're going to take this freebie, learn this thing, and inquire about Signature Program by Design? I got way more specific. I cleaned up that fucking funnel. And so it's even looking at that. What is the client journey that my people are going on? Do you just have a ton of free shit, low ticket offers that don't actually lead them up into working with you directly? Because that's a lack of specificity. And that's a lack of being responsible, right? So I'm calling this out so that you can see it. So one thing I want to talk about, I'm talking about specificity here. I want to talk about human design and gene keys, because this is obviously a really big part of my work. And I think that having this as a tool in the last several years has been an absolute freaking game changer. And I absolutely love it. If you think about it, you're listening to the channel, you know about human design and gene keys. This is not the first time that you're hearing me say these words. Human design and gene keys are so fucking specific. They're also incredibly nuanced in their specificity. They love, like people, you, they love human design and gene keys because it's about you. It's your birth time, location, your date. This is your defined centers, your channels, unconscious, conscious, gates, planets, lines, gene keys, spheres. It's all about you. You feel seen, heard, and validated because it's specific to you. And so one of the things that I notice is people don't resonate with the high level information about human design unless they're new and they just need to get started, right? But if you're talking about, oh, this is what a generator does and a projector and a manifestor, and this is your strategy and authority, and this is this and that and the other, it's great information. It's specific to the person's chart, but it's not addressing what they need. Are they using it for parenting? Are they using it for running their business? Are they using it to resolve conflicts and have a loving relationship with their partner? So one thing that I've done in the last couple of years that has allowed me to stand out with this information is I go into the fucking nuance. I get into the specificity. When people come to work with me and they're like, oh, I'm a manifesting generator, I'm like, cool. Let's look at your unconscious and conscious chart. Oh, wow, you actually have a reflector and a projector side. Let's look at how that shows up in your business. Oh, you're burnt out and bitter. Where are you showing up and initiating when that's actually meant to be an energetic cue to be invited? That level of specificity allows my clients to show up in their business in the most authentic and sustainable way possible, because I'm not just spewing, oh, you're a manifesting generator, you're going to pivot, you're going to skip steps, you're going to do this, that, and the other, and you're going to be frustrated and angry. Like, that is, it can be more specific to the person. And so this is why people, they're frustrated. Like, people who come to work with me, people who consume my content, they want more than just, here's how you embody your human design. This is what this planet means. This line expression has this shadow and that. They want to know how it affects their life, how it affects their business, how they're going to use it in content, how it's going to help them in a launch, way more specific. And so that's how I've taken this system, and I'm now sharing it, having an open ajna and an open throat. And I'm like, this is what it looks like. This is how you specify human design to support you in business. So the thing is, what I really want you to get is that this is very polarizing. When we're too generic, I want you to think about this. Like, I'm comparing this to generic brands. And when I'm saying this, it doesn't mean there's anything bad or wrong. It's just showing the behavior around these brands. When you think about no name brands, okay, or things that are just less specific, there's Walmart, there's No Name, we have President's Choice in Canada, Superstore. People go, they get what they need and they leave. Right? It's very transactional. It's very in and out, pun intended, with going to the store, coming out, and you get what you need, and that's fucking it. You know, it's rare that people are celebrating, like, oh my God, this President's Choice of black beans when I made these tacos was absolute bomb. Like, those are very rare moments, okay? Now, if you start to look at, when you start to invest in specific things and specific brands that have, you know, expectations in terms of how they deliver, what it is they do, they're known, being known in the world and so on, things like Chanel bags or having specific prescriptions to take care of your health, this has a much deeper connection to that person than just being able to go in and have this accessible thing to all the different brands in this generic store. And I need you to understand, because it was funny, I wrote this down and I thought, shit, this could probably be misconstrued that I'm saying that, like, you need to have designer brands and no brands are bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm comparing what happens when you get specific with what it is that you deliver and what it is that you have, and just to notice people's behavior around that. If you think about it, if you go to a really nice restaurant, it's specifically known for French cuisine. The waiters and the waitresses are in black and white dress shirts. They're dressed to the fucking nines. There's candles, there's flowers. You're not going to show up in sweatpants. You will dress up. And I say that because I do this. I dress up when I go to nice restaurants. If I'm going to Earl's or I'm going to get sushi, I'm more casual. So you really want to look at this level of specificity, but then this is another piece I haven't mentioned yet. Your level of specificity is going to define how people interact with your brand. If you're a brand that's kind of open and generic and you're not fully allowing yourself to be self-expressed, that's how people are going to interact with you. But if you're like, this is who the fuck I am, this is what I do, people respond to that. They respond to what you put out energetically and what you're saying. And so I'm telling you all of this because this is how you're going to stand out in your industry. This is how you're going to get specific. This is how you're going to be able to talk about things more in depth and bring the humanity through, because in the last several years, a lot of people could just talk about money and make sales, and I'm gonna tell you now, it's just not gonna fucking cut it because there's nothing special. If one business coach to another business coach says, I help my client scale their signature offer to 10K, there's like no difference between those two posts. You want to talk about the level of specificity of what happened behind the scenes so that your clients can be like, oh, fuck, that's exactly how I want to operate in my business. Right now, I'm in this season where I just hired a coach. I'm in a mastermind for the next 6 months. I've been in my business over 5 years, and I've never been in a paid mastermind. And the reason why is because I've never seen someone be so specific and activate me so deeply where I felt, yes, if I go in there, they're going to support me and I'm going to be around like-minded people. And I've noticed this. I'm in the mastermind now and I'm connecting with these women I've never talked to before. And I'm like, holy shit, we're on the same wavelength. Like, we understand each other because the level of specificity in her marketing and the standard and the leadership that my coach held everyone at brought in those people. And we're all winning because of that. Like, specificity allows people to win, which is absolutely incredible. So what I want you to know is that I have the masterclass series that I talked about that is coming up right now, and this is going to be on April 24th to the 26th at 9 a.m. on Zoom. The link is in the show notes for you to sign up. What I'm going to be covering over these 3 days is I want to show you how being specific can be simple. And I'm here to abolish the bullshit thinking that being specific and honing in on your ideal client and your niche is going to limit you, box you in, water down what it is that you do for your clients. Like, I'm literally here to destroy that because it's not true. It's absolutely not true. And I hope that listening to this episode, you're starting to see, oh, fuck, like, I can see how I can make a difference here and polish things up. And I want you to know, too, that you think that this is something that people who are in the beginning stages of their business would be into, but this is for all levels. I literally today had a conversation. I've actually had multiple conversations. A friend of mine, we talk about specificity and she's getting more specific. She's been in business over 5 years. Another friend of mine also has had a very successful business. We were talking about specificity. She literally messaged me today because she's been consuming my content. She's like, Kayla, I've become more specific and I'm really honing in on this and I'm terrified and excited at the same time to speak to this level of client. She's been in her business for over 5 years as well, and she's been an entrepreneur for like 8 years. I have another person that I know, they have been in their business, they've been an entrepreneur for 8 years, and I literally just helped them in the last few months get specific on their ideal client and their niche. So whether you've been in business for like a month, 2 months, 2 years, 3 years, five, six, eight, it doesn't fucking matter. The important thing, if you want to be someone who is successful in business, you have to be so fucking good at the foundational aspects. And foundational doesn't just mean basic and boring. It's the important shit. Like, you know that in life, you need to drink water, you need to sleep and eat food. This is very foundational. Babies do this. We do this as adults. We fucking need this to live. And so this is really what it is. And I think this is something that I just want each person to stand out individually and to realize that there is no fucking competition. And it comes from you being specific in how you share and show up for yourself. Last thing I'm gonna say is that specificity is a massive theme of what I do in Signature Program by Design. And now that I've just hashed out everything that you do with Human Design and Gene Keys and why people love it and how specific it is, that is the lens in how I teach my clients how to grow their offers, scale their business, and show up online. It's so specific to them. And right now, until May 8th, if you message me on Instagram, DM me the word program. If you want to learn more about Signature Program by Design and you want to sign up, I'll also put in the show notes a link so that you can check out the landing page, see the modules, feel into it. And what I'm offering is if you sign up before May 8th, you will get an extra week of WhatsApp support and you can start your payments early. So the program is 3 months. Usually I do 3 months of payments. Instead, you would do 3 months of payments over 4 months. So this is valid now until May 8th. DM me the word program on Instagram to chat and we'll see if this is a good fit for you. And obviously, I'm speaking to the entrepreneur who's fucking ready to be responsible for themselves, get specific, do the work, be able to hold themselves accountable to get their vision into the world while having my support. That's really what this work is about. These are the kind of women that I work with, and I fucking love it. So I just want to thank you for listening to this episode. Check the show notes for the links that I talked about, and sign up for the masterclass series at the end of April. That's going to be unfreaking real. It's going to be a great conversation. So thank you so much for listening. Please take a moment to subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet, so you don't miss any future episodes. And of course, if you loved this episode and you were like, wow, this just fucking landed for me, and you got a nugget or two that's going to help you in your business, I would love if you could please leave a review. Takes 2 seconds to swipe on Spotify, or if you feel like leaving some words on Apple, that would be amazing. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and I'll chat with you in the next episode.